introduces us to an interview with Tracy Lister, who, with her husband and Andreas Pohl, co-authors a Vietnamese cookbook. And they're inspired by the years living as locals in Hanoi. And the latest book, Made in Vietnam, is just out. Veronica Matheson caught up with Tracy to talk about the joys of Vietnam.
Tracy, welcome to the show. Now, you're obviously at the moment in Melbourne, but you've spent a lot of time in Vietnam. Tell me about that.
That's right. Andreas Pohl, my husband and co-author, and I went to Vietnam the first time to live in 2000, and we were there for a few years, came back to Australia. We weren't quite finished with Vietnam yet, and we went back about 10 years ago.
So why did you go to Vietnam in the first place?
We went for the first time on holidays in the 90s, and we just fell in love with it. There's something very special about it. It's a country going through a lot of change. There's a lot of enthusiasm on the streets for that change. People looking at their life changing and getting better. And that was quite infectious. And then, of course, being a chef, I fell in love with the markets and Vietnamese food.
So you started cooking in a Vietnamese way, did you?
Well, I started studying Vietnamese food. When I went in 2000, I was lucky enough to meet an amazing man by the name of Jimmy Pham. And Jimmy's the founder of Koto, if you've heard of Koto.
I have. I've actually been to their restaurants in Vietnam.
Yeah, so I met Jimmy back in 2000. Andreas, my husband and co-author, was working on an aid project in Hanoi. I met Jimmy, sat down with him, heard about his vision and what he wanted to do, and we opened up the first Koto restaurant 5 months later.
How did Koto work?
Well, back in the early days, and that's sort of where my involvement was, Jimmy was a tour leader. He went back to Vietnam and he's an Australian Vietnamese man, and he just started looking after kids on the street, buying them food and clothing. And they said, well, what we want to do is we want to work, we want to be able to look after our family. So they thought they could open a restaurant. And the first restaurant was funded by Jimmy and his family money. At that stage, we just thought, well, we'll just open a restaurant, get the kids in off the street, and we'll see what happens. And it kind of developed from there. We realised we needed more formalised training. We wanted to have kids moving through the program. So now Koto does receive funding. It does have sponsorship programs where you can sponsor some of the trainees. And, of course, the money that's generated by people going in the restaurant all goes back to support the kids.
And you were tempted, I guess, to stay on but did come back to Australia eventually.
Even though I came back to Australia for a few years, we were still very much involved with the program and still a big supporter of it. It's an amazing, amazing program. When we started, we took 17 kids off the street, and Koto's still going strong and got over 150 going through at any one time.
That's terrific. And that's in Hanoi, the Koto project, is it?
The training school's in Hanoi, but there's a Koto restaurant in Hanoi opposite the Temple of Literature, and there's also one in Saigon.
And you have gone back to Vietnam since then.
Yeah. I went back about 10 years ago and opened up the Hanoi Cooking Centre. So it's a purpose-built cooking school located just outside the old quarter. And we run cooking classes and street tours from that centre.
And the cooking school, that is for tourists, is it?
Yeah, we get a lot of tourists coming in to learn about Vietnamese food, but we also run cooking classes in international cuisine. So we get a lot of Vietnamese coming to that want to learn how to make French pastry or bread or pasta. Vietnamese aren't afraid of taking an ingredient or a technique and adapting it for their own palate. I mean, the Chinese were in Vietnam for about 1,000 years, so they left a lot behind. I mean, the cultivation of rice, the use of woks, chopsticks, all left over from the Chinese. After that, They had the French for 100 years, so the French left behind coffee, thank goodness. One of the few Southeast Asian countries that has a coffee addiction, so we fitted in very well. And baguettes, of course, the banh mi, but the Vietnamese are very good. They make it their own. The coffee, typically in Hanoi in winter, would be served with egg. And, of course, banh mi with the pate and roast pork and coriander and fish sauce.
Yum. So how would you describe Vietnamese food?
Well, I think it's a very fragrant cuisine. It's quite, it's very much herb-driven. It's quite elegant. It's not overworked. There are a lot of regional differences, but like a lot of Asian cuisines, the basis of it is that beautiful balance of flavours. So you have five flavours: sweet, salty, spicy, sour and bitter. Depending where you are in Vietnam, there might be one or two more flavours at the front. So, for instance, when you're in the centre of Vietnam, there'll be more chilli in it than up north. Up north, it's a little bit more restrained, I would say.
Not so much spice.
Yeah, not so much spice up there.
You've written a couple of books now with your husband. How did that all start?
Well, the first book we put out was Co To, A Culinary Journey Through Vietnam. And we actually did that as a fundraiser for Co To.
And books after that?
The second one, Vietnamese Street Food. And Vietnam, if you've been there, you'd know that Vietnam has the most amazing street food.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's eating, so you know it's lovely and fresh.
Yep. Everything moves through so quickly, that's right. So we put together a collection of our favourite street food dishes for, that you could produce in Australia. If you can't make it to Vietnam, then you've got the recipes and be able to produce it back home. And then the next book was Real Vietnamese Cooking, which was a collection of recipes from the north to the south. And now we've got Made in Vietnam.
I love the cover of that book. It's so
beautiful,
isn't it? It's so bright and vibrant.
Yeah, I think the whole book captures that sort of energy of Vietnam. It's just the colours and the images that Hardy Grant have selected has just been amazing.
From that book, what is your favourite recipe?
It does change from time to time, but there's a lovely dish in there, steamed sticky rice, that you make like a dough from rice flour. So a little bit like a pasta dough. And into that you put some pork and some mung beans, roll it up like a really big ravioli, and you steam that with the rice. And it's absolutely beautiful. And that's a breakfast dish. But another favourite is a grilled chicken, which is you just need to pound up some lemongrass, lime leaf, five spice, some chilli, and rub it into the chicken and char grill it. And that's really simple and easy, but very tasty.
It sounds delicious. I think I'm going to have to go out and find that book. Tracy, thank you so much for your time.
Well, that was our Veronica there talking with Tracy Lister about her book, co-authored with her husband, called Made in Vietnam. And it's just been published by Hardy Grant.